Brady Henderson from 710 ESPN in Seattle joins us. Brady, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm doing excellent. Very un-Seattle-like defense, you know, down the stretch the last few games at home. Like, they used to win for fun at home. You know, that play Cam Newton to Greg Olsen really kind of seemed to epitomize the defense right now. They never used to give up those plays. Brady, what's gone wrong with defensively?
Yeah, it's really kind of baffling because, as you mentioned, that defense has been so good the last couple seasons at closing out games. And it really kind of took them a while when they were in their formative years under Pete Carroll to figure that out. And in 2012, there was you kind of saw what you're seeing now, where it took time for them to figure out how to close games. And then in 2013, their first Super Bowl year, and again last season, they were better than anybody in the NFL at doing that. And now all of a sudden, they can't seem to hold a fourth quarter lead. All four of their losses, they've held a lead in the fourth quarter. 2 weeks ago in Cincinnati, it was a 17-point lead. And then last week, a nine-point lead, I should say, against Carolina. And, yeah, it was the play that Cam Newton found a wide-open Greg Olsen in the end zone for a touchdown. It was a big miscommunication in Seattle's defense on that play that kind of allowed Olsen to get so wide open. And it's really hard to pinpoint exactly what it is. If it was one thing going wrong, it would be easier for us to figure out what it is and also for them to fix, I'm sure. It just seems to be, you know, any number of things, but it's just evident that quarterbacks are just picking Seattle apart in the fourth quarter, and it's kind of hard to figure out why that is.
Brady, I'm sure you and other media people down there have asked this question. I wonder, is it a possibility there's a little bit of comfort level there? This has been a bread-and-butter defense for a couple of years now, something they can count on. Do they maybe, have they gotten comfortable?
Are you talking about the players themselves getting paid and
yeah,
like
no,
that,
just it'll be there when we need it. Not the attention to detail, the little things you let slip when you're good for long stretches like this defense has been.
Yeah, that very well could be. Who knows? You know, if that was the case, I would wonder if that would have happened last year too, because they were so good in 2013. You know, so one thing that people have pointed to as a possible explanation is the change in coordinators from Dan Quinn to Chris Richard, and Dan Quinn, of course, is the coach in Atlanta now. And maybe there's something there. But then again, you know, the Seahawks defense changed coordinators from Gus Bradley to Dan Quinn. And Dan Quinn, that was the first year they went to the Super Bowl. So it's hard to pin it on the coordinator. I know that the communication is maybe a little different. And maybe Chris Richard is doing a little bit more because he's coaching on the sidelines. And, you know, the issue last week on that decisive play was kind of a communication issue. Like I said, it's really hard to pinpoint exactly what it is. Maybe there's something to that. Maybe they sort of kind of expect things to happen a little too much. I don't know. It's just hard to pinpoint it.
Brady Henderson joins offensively. Jimmy Graham finally got going. He was very quiet for the first 6 weeks. Is the offense now going to roll? And what weren't you seeing from that connection early on? Why was there no chemistry between the quarterback and the tight end?
Well, you know, it was really that was sort of the big picture story, and that was kind of what people latched onto, that they just weren't connecting at all. And really, in the first game, Jimmy Graham, I think, had five catches, 70-something yards, scored a touchdown. He'd also had a touchdown in another game. So it was really more of an issue of a couple games. I think the Green Bay game, he only had one catch, and then in another game, he wasn't really a factor. So it was kind of an inconsistency, more so than it was Jimmy Graham was just completely absent. And I think the thing that you saw last week that you hadn't seen prior was that he and Russell Wilson connected on some of those scrambling plays. And if you watch the Seahawks offense, you know that that's a big part of their offense because of the deficiencies along their offensive line. Wilson is constantly running for his life, and he has to kind of keep those plays alive. And that's a little bit of sandlot football, because that's going off script, and that's what happens when quarterback has to run around and run for his life. You sort of have to all of a sudden adapt and improvise, and that really wasn't something that Jimmy Graham was accustomed to doing in New Orleans, because Drew Brees, as well as he moved within the pocket, he wasn't a guy like Wilson who was going to extend plays. So I think Graham has said before, once the play kind of broke down, his route was over. If he wasn't getting the ball in the first, you know, 2 or 3 seconds, he wasn't getting it. So I think that has taken a little bit of time for him to adjust. And last week, we really saw that on a couple of plays where he kind of kept his route alive when Russell was scrambling, and Russell found him for a couple big games.
Well, enjoy the game tonight. Should be one. It's a must-win game for Seattle if they want to get into the playoffs.
It absolutely is. Yeah, I mean, they've got their work cut out for them at 2-4 with already one division loss and another loss at home. And their season may be on the brink today. I think it would be really hard to dig out of a 2-5 hole, especially with the way things are going right now. So this is very much a significant game for Seattle.
Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.